Senate State Affairs Committee will come to order at 9:04 a.m. We have present Senators Ellis, Miller, and myself, Senator Lehman, Chairman. We have for business today the confirmation hearing for nominee for the Human Rights Commission, Robin States, and we will not bring up Senate Bill 129. I had hoped that we would have amendments from the, or an amendment from the administration. We haven't been able to resolve that, so we'll hold that over and probably deal with it on Wednesday. I think that probably the best day when we'll have people here. So we'll go to the confirmation hearing. Robin, are you online and can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you gone through a confirmation hearing before or observed or any other one?
No, I have not.
Okay, the procedure that we typically follow is we'll let you make a brief statement about yourself and your background, and we do have your resume in our packets, but perhaps you can share with us some of your experiences that you believe qualify you for this appointment, and then we'll open it up to the committee for questions if they desire to ask of you.
Okay.
So if you'd go ahead and proceed and just make sure you speak directly in the microphone, I think we'll be able to hear you quite well.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Well, first of all, I'm a lifelong Alaskan. I was born in Fairbanks, and my family homesteaded here. I also have worked, as you can see, for different jobs. A lot of them were secretarial that show on this on my resume. I believe the copy you have in front of you. But I'm also a business owner. My husband and I own Greatland Advertising, which is not on my resume. We've had that for 10 years. We have an advertising company, so we deal with a lot of different people around the state, and we deal with, you know, obviously different races, different things that would cause us also to, you know, not want to discriminate against someone. So I've worked in that area. For the university, I've done hiring, so I've worked with the EEOs at the university and doing hirings of different positions, so I'm familiar a little bit about how you have to do your hiring practices. Also, I've worked with, the last job I had was for the Cooperative Extension. I worked as a nutrition assistant and traveled around the city of Fairbanks where I worked with low-income people low-income people, teaching them about nutrition. But in that job, I met with a lot of the different agencies in town, so I am familiar with agencies that deal with people that have varied needs. You know, it wasn't just nutritional, but we tried to tie in with a bunch of different agencies. So I am familiar with how the state runs. I'm multiracial, I guess, which I think helps for the Human Rights Commission. And I enjoy being fair, and I guess that's kind of where I'll leave it.
Thank you very much, Robin. Do we have any questions from the committee? Senator Ellis?
Ms. States, good morning, and thank you very much for making the time to be with us. One of the big issues in the country right now is the subject of complying with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And there are a number of budget items before us this legislative session to make public buildings accommodate those citizens who experience disabilities. I'm wondering if you could tell us your general attitude toward the act and what time frame you think that government should act to become accessible and come into compliance with the law, or if they don't meet a timeline or a spirit of the law, would, in your opinion, be in violation and subject to sanction based on civil rights or human rights violations?
I am aware that that is an issue that, you know, the Alaska Human Rights Law does cover, that people shall not be discriminated against for their physical, mental disabilities. I have to say I have not read that act, or I don't have a copy of it in front of me, but I do believe it is important that people are not discriminated against because of their abilities. As far as the timeline, I guess I feel that on the commission what happens is, you know, the laws are there and we follow the laws as they stand. I don't have a definite answer for you on timelines. I mean, I know that things go through the legislature. Sometimes they can be slow. I'm sure for people with disabilities that is obviously an important issue, and I think that it is an important issue.
Well, Ms. States, I appreciate the answer, and I wasn't trying to trip you up or anything on the timelines. I don't know them myself. I guess there are a lot of business owners, and I actually congratulate you for having a successful business. We've heard lots of complaints, though, from business owners who were very critical of President Bush signing the bill and then very critical of the timelines for implementation of the ADA in the private sector. I guess my question would be, let's forget what the timelines are, but let's say a business has violated them or a government agency has not complied with the timelines set out in the law, just sort of ignored them and hoped that no one would sue them. Would you have any trouble with an action before the Human Rights Commission against a private business or a government agency by a disabled Alaskan on that point? Okay, I didn't expect so. I just needed to ask for a constituent of mine, and I appreciate your answer.
Further questions from the committee? Ms. States, I have just a few. Have you had an opportunity yet to meet with your other colleagues on the commission?
Yes, I have. We had a meeting on the 25th where we were all together in Homer, so we've actually had one meeting.
Okay. During your testimony, you indicated that you're multiracial, and I don't know everybody on the commission. I think there's only one who's on it now that I don't know. It appears to me that there's a fairly good cross section of Alaska in terms of racial diversity. Am I correct in that reading?
Oh yeah, you are.
Okay. Just one final one. What do you consider in your short tenure on the commission and perhaps in your own experiences? What do you consider to be the most important human rights issues or issue that we face here in Alaska?
I guess truthfully, I wouldn't say to me that any one is more important than the other, because obviously when a person comes before the commission, their issue is the most important to them, and I wouldn't want to feel like I gave more weight to one than another. And I really feel that way, you know, that when a case comes, everybody has a right to be heard fairly, and their issue at that time, the case that's before me, is the most important one, and there's the next one. So I guess I don't see that. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm looking through the list. I had one, you know, in front of me, so I can kind of look at the different issues, and I really don't hold away from one more than the other.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your response. Do we have any other questions from the committee? Okay, I thank you for your input. The procedure from here is that we on the committee will sign a statement just confirming that we have heard from you, and we will pass that on to other members of the Senate, and when the Senate takes up confirmations, I assume this will be, later in the session. It typically is in April. I don't know when it will be this year, but at that time, your confirmation will be before the full Senate, and I appreciate your input to us today.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do we have any other business before the committee? If not, just want to remind the committee that, first of all, I'd like to sign the statement, and next is that on Monday we will be hearing at 9 o'clock from the other nominee to the committee, and here she is, Miss Greenhart, with 1, 2, 3, 4 names before her name, and that will be the only other item before us on Monday that I anticipate. That will be the only item before us on Monday.
And where is she from?
She is from Anchorage. Based on what it appears here is that Virgie King and Esther Wanicki went off, and Virgie was from Fairbanks, and I assume
Robin.
There's probably some attempt to get some geographic diversity also.
And Esther was replaced by Virgie.
Okay. There being no other business come before us, we will be adjourned at 9:15.